This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. President Draupadi Murmu today highlighted that India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to youth. President Murmu made this statement while addressing the Human Rights Day celebration organized by the National Human Rights Commission in New Delhi today. The President emphasized that India, with its civilizational heritage spanning over 5,000 years, has long upheld values of empathy, compassion and the interconnectedness of individuals within a harmonious community. President of India Draupadi Murmu will present the National Panchayat Awards for the appraisal year 2022-2023 to the recipients tomorrow at Vigyan Bhavan, New Delhi. This year, 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots, governance and community development. 1.94 lakh gram panchayats participated in the competition. The seventh edition of the Smart India Hackathon, SIH, will begin tomorrow at 51 centres nationwide. Union Minister for Education Dharmendra Pradhan will virtually inaugurate the event. SIH is a nationwide initiative to provide students with a platform to solve some of the pressing problems we face in our daily lives and thus inculcate a culture of product innovation and a problem-solving mindset. Like past editions, the student teams will work on either the problem statements given by the ministries, departments, industries, or submit their idea in the student innovation category against any of the 17 teams. For SIH 2024, more than 250 problem statements have been submitted by 54 ministries, departments, state government, PSUs, and industries. Three candidates from Arunachal Pradesh have successfully cleared the prestigious Union Public Service Commission Civil Services Examination Prelims for 2024. The list of achievers includes Bulo Manku, Jing Mesar and Chonin Mayo. The selected candidates will now appear for the personality test interview for selection to the Indian Administrative Service, Indian Foreign Service, Indian Police Service and other central services. The dates of personality test interviews of the candidates will be notified later. The main results can be accessed from the official website of UPSC. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today unveiled the new logo of the fourth edition of the Eagle Nest Bird Festival, scheduled to be held from 17 to 19 January 2025 at Khelong and Thongre village in West Kameng district. In a social media post, Khandu said the Eagle Nest Bird Festival was marked as a calendar event for Arunachal Pradesh during the grand finale of the fourth Mon Sargeling and Mon Rijung Sargeling at Tawang. He said the festival is a celebration of Arunachal Pradesh's unmatched biodiversity and a step towards fostering community-led conservation and sustainable eco-tourism. One of the key highlights for this year's celebration include the declaration of a trail of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, a route rich in cultural and spiritual significance. Arunachal Pradesh's Minister Commerce and Industries, Textile and Handicrafts Nyato Dukam said that the industry scenario of Arunachal Pradesh and Northeast region is set to see a transformation under the central government's Unnati scheme. Mr. Dukam said this after visiting the Elam Industries and its Textiles Incubation Center at Industrial Estate in Pasighat yesterday. He said that the Uttar Purva Transformative Industrialization Scheme, Unnati, will foster economic growth and support entrepreneurs for sustainable economic growth of the state. He urged the entrepreneurs to register under Unnati scheme. A high-level delegation led by K. Satish Namburipar, Director General of the Northeast Zone Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, today called on Manish Gupta, Chief Secretary of Arunachal Pradesh, to discuss the progress of operationalization of the upcoming Film and Television Institute at Jote in Papumpare district. The meeting focused on the development of the Film and Television Institute at Jote in Itanagar, which will be the third such institute in the country and the first in the northeastern region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.